It's not something you see in the produce aisle or the meat case of the grocery store, but hay is a critical part of the agricultural marketplace. And the price of high-quality dry hay has skyrocketed over the past year, forcing some farmers to turn to less nutritious, more expensive alternatives. The Coker family has been farming the same plot of land near the northern Ohio village of Bloomville for generations. Among other crops, they like to grow alfalfa hay to feed 700 dairy cows. Ken Coker says in nearly 50 years of farming, he's never seen a winter wipe out 120 acres of hay.
Never lost a crop over winter. Never had any that froze out the whole crop. Hopefully this is once in a lifetime that it'll never happen again, but we lost 120 acres.
Ohio is in the midst of a severe hay shortage, driven largely by poor, wet weather conditions that started last summer. The price for a ton of high-quality dry hay has nearly tripled over the past year. Ty Higgins with the Ohio Farm Bureau says prices are pushing some farmers to use more expensive grains like corn to feed their livestock.
Where's that money coming from, and how do you free up some of that budget? And sometimes that means liquidating some of your herd. And so we could see farmers with lower numbers of head this year than we have last simply because of the hay shortage.
Another reason for the shortage is that in recent years, Ohio has lost more than 100 hay farms to retirement or more profitable crops. Those lost acres make the hay market, which is primarily local, more susceptible to stresses. Alan Gaylor is an alfalfa and cattle farmer in Northwest Ohio, where he also works as an Ohio State University Extension educator. He says horses and dairy cows rely on good hay for their feed. Cows need hay with high nutritional content to produce milk. And that reliance, paired with an ongoing drop in milk prices, is putting an added financial strain on dairy farmers.
Horse markets will still maintain, I think, a good portion of those purchases, but dairies will not be able to compete with the prices, and we're probably going to see it lead to the demise of more and more dairy farms.
After alfalfa is cut, it typically needs to dry for 3 to 4 days before it can be baled. But Gaylor says starting in August, consecutive warm and sunny days were few and far between.
All the way through the rest of the summer and early fall, there was just so much moisture that it was very difficult to make dry hay and to make a high-quality product.
The Cokers are lucky. They don't primarily make dry hay. Instead, they leave a little moisture in the bales that are sealed in long plastic tubes to ferment. The hay only needs 1 or 2 dry days before it's ready to bale, and that shortened time frame means the Cokers didn't feel the impact of last year's wet summer. But it's more expensive and requires special equipment. The Cokers' existing hay might be okay, but no such luck for a new alfalfa crop they planted last summer.
It was beautiful. I mean, as perfect as you could ask for, and, you know, I would call that roughly a 100% stand, and now I don't know if it's 30% stand.
Yeah, it just killed it.
Ken Coker is planning on planting a crop called sedan grass as a rescue this year, but he says he loves growing alfalfa and he hopes to go back to it next summer. He thought about doing a spring planting of alfalfa, but this spring continues to be soggy, and alfalfa typically doesn't yield a large crop during its first year anyways.
The main gift would be weather. I mean, if you got to have the weather. If you don't have the weather, then yeah. Seems like the last few years we're always fighting the weather.
Olivia Miltner, WOSU News.